Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages. It's your boy, the D is Silent, coming at you with the old D Generation X intro. But yeah, I'm going to give it to you raw and fucking right out the gate. So, today is October 10th. It's about 11:30 at night, not quite midnight. It's a Tuesday of all fucking days, about a week post D-Day. A week post B-Day, birthday, turned the big 3-8. Now I gotta tell you what, man. I am no closer to mosh retirement than I actually thought I was. I feel like, you know, I just went to have my medical done. They checked my heart, they checked my piss, they checked my lungs, they checked my blood pressure, my heart rate, checked eyesight. Everything's good. The doctor says I just need to lose a lot of weight. And I'm in agreement with that. Went ahead and bought a Bowflex treadmill. So I can really actually, even if I don't feel like working out, if I just I can just spin the block, but on the treadmill, I don't have to physically walk around outside, see anybody. Which is kind of bad, but it's also kind of good. But with that said, I feel in incredible shape. I know I'm a bigger guy, clocking in right at the 300 mark. But nonetheless, I've never really felt that I'm too fat to do anything that a physical person could do. And one of the things that's kept me in the line is physically moshing and putting a beat down on a crowd like I did at Knock Loose. I was absolutely thrilled at that event. Because I know I'm very familiar with Knock Loose's music, and I know like 90% of the breakdowns, and I know 90% of the songs. What I said, and what I'm getting to now, I'm in incredible shape, so I'm not in no closer to mosh retirement. I'm still swinging for the fences. I'm still just being a beast, being a pit boss. I hear the term thrown around as pit boss, and I see a lot of people online complaining about it. I don't know what's going on in the heavy metal community, but if you listen to heavy metal and you are afraid of a mosh pit, you either need to A, just simply move, stand way the fuck back far. A lot of big bands will have seats, pick a seat, don't stand in the general admission. A lot of bands have VIP packages where you can sit somewhere else. A lot of bands, that big metal bands, people like big metal bands, just have areas for you to go. On a small venue, at your small little local favorite band, your small little punk band, small little deathcore band, your small hardcore band, your metal band, I don't know what to tell you. It's either A, you take it for what it's worth, and you may get ran over, may get trampled on. Somebody may crowd kill you. Somebody like me just might not give a fuck and just accidentally just completely clobber you and fucking throw up. I mean, surprisingly, I do sort of kickboxing when I work out in my garage. And I can lift my legs and kick with force about shoulder level, not quite eye level. Not above my head, that's crazy, but at least chest height. And honestly, if you're anything shorter than me, you're gonna get clobbered. And I mean, my body is physically honed for moshing. It just is. They draw all these years. I don't know what possesses me to do it, but I kind of feel like overall, before I get too far off topic, but I just feel overall that, you know, violence, aggression, and more violence. There's a scene in Sin City, it's where he's Clive Owen is talking about Michael Rourke's character. I don't know their characters off the top. He said, look, I just happen to be born in the wrong century, the wrong millennium. I'm probably better off in a war throwing a fucking axe at somebody's fucking neck, getting a warhammer and just fucking, I probably would have been a fucking an elite soldier. I would have had fucking slaves of my own. I don't know, whatever the spoils of war were in those days, I would have had. I wouldn't even have had to have slaves. I would have walked back to my country, and women would have been lining up to birth my children. That just would have been. Whether I was a gladiator, whether I was on some ancient battlefield. The closest thing you can get to that is maybe professional sports like football, UFC, boxing. And for the normal motherfucker who doesn't sit there and train to be a boxer or UFC, you have moshing. And that's like one of the only things. I mean, you could join a gang and do like gang fighting, or maybe go to prison and fight there. But I mean, I'm in that category of people that just, I can push somebody. I have no fear. There's no inkling of me slowing down either. I'm getting closer to 40. Now, maybe if I was born in like the 1200s or even the 800s or something, would I be some great warrior into my 40s? Probably not. I probably would have lost a limb. Maybe an eye. Maybe a hand. No, I don't know. Maybe you would have died in battle. Who knows? But I'm not really scared of war, even in the United States. I think most, unbeknownst, underneath the flesh of it all, there's a lot of people, even the soft ones, who are chomping at the bit. I'm chomping at the bit. I would love for a war to break out here in the United States. That's part of the thing. And I think actually sneakily, low-key, this is what the United States is low-key, have all along, have been stringing along people to be violent. Like, we want to see it. We would love to see it. We would love to see some fucking Russians come up here. We would love to see it. I would love to see North Korea come up, run up in this bitch. As I ran over, I don't know what the fuck I ran over, but that was crazy. We would love to cut a motherfucker eater here. I mean, yeah, there's bullets and things like that, but when it comes to hand-to-hand combat, we're tearing motherfuckers up, man. People are just chomping at the bit. I think low-key, there's a lot of people. It doesn't matter what creed you are, what religion you are, just if you take the shackles off of us as a society and say, hey, it's a free-for-all, kill or be killed, this, that, or the other thing, they're coming. You know, you would see how quickly. Yeah, there'd be a good percentage of people that fled, but there is so much violence and anger within this country that it's incredible. And I'm in that category. Like, no, I don't go about my day-to-day life just, you know, but I still have the mentality there is focused. Like, it doesn't take me much to get into that. Into the fighting spirit. It really doesn't take much at all, actually. I like heavy music. I've been raised in the flames of heavy metal all my life, since I can remember, since a young lad, back in like late elementary, junior high. And I've always had an affinity for the heavier, the slower, the nastier, the grittier, you know, not so much the polished business side of metal, but I've always loved the raw intensity of some raw bands. It's always been there. Going back to like Fear Factory, like the manufacturer back in junior high, from even, you know, Cold Chamber, the first album, and things like that. And with all that said, once again, I went out tonight on a last second. Just a last second impulsive. I went to work today. Mind you, today is October the 10th. I got up at like 5 a.m. No, I got up at 4 a.m. because I was taking a shit at about 4:30. I took a shower at about 5:15, got out, was chilling on my bed at 5:30. You know, you take a hot shower, you know, you come out steaming. I shut my fan off because I'm like, well, I don't want to freeze, but I just lay in bed because it's kind of cold in my house at that point anyways. And I just kind of, you know, relax. I wait till about 6 o'clock and then start getting ready. So I've been up since then. And I went to work and I had to go kind of far to work. And I was thinking, man, if I don't get home early. I knew this tour was happening. I wasn't even gonna come. And when I say I was not gonna come, I mean, I'm speaking in actual coming to this venue, not jerking off, but I wasn't gonna come. But I went to work, I got out there, me and the guys, we fucking hammered what we did what we had to do. I got back, I got home, and it was like 1:30, almost 2 o'clock, and I sat there, and I was like, let me look and see if there's a ticket to this Pale Swiss Enterpriser tour that's going on in LA. And I was like, okay, it's 2 o'clock, I have time to, like, take a shower and change, put some clothes, and just go. So I took a look, said I could get a ticket. The ticket was decent price. It was like $25. So I sat there. I was like, okay, let me get something to eat. Let me do a little bit of my homework that I had to do. Call for an inspection, snack, do some checks with my guys. Like, okay, we could be ready for Thursday. Today's Tuesday. Did all that. Again, it was like 2:45, and I was like, okay, well, I have time to relax for like an hour. Just let me just wind down from the day. And the drawback was, I was like, it's Tuesday. Do I really want to go all the way out to downtown LA to go see a show? So I checked the price, $25 to go to Pale Face Swiss. And then I ate, you know, I just was relaxing on the couch. And I just thought to myself, what the fuck am I going to do at home? Like, play with my dick, fucking get on Nintendo, do a load of laundry, behave like a model citizen, just fucking sit in my room. You know, what am I gonna do? What am I gonna do? It's Tuesday. No sports on. The Raiders won yesterday, by the way. They beat Green Bay Packers. Just that kind of was like. And I was like, okay. So I thought about it, and I was like, you know what, I'll just roll. I'm still early. I'll get ready about 4. Relax for like about an hour and a half. You know, it's going to take me about 10 minutes to get ready. Quick 5-minute shower, and then a long sleeve and a pair of pants and my belt, and that's all I really need. So I was like, okay, so I bought a ticket. Cool. I drive out to LA, and I didn't even know who was actually playing. The only thing I knew was Paleface Swiss and Enterprise Earth. Now, Enterprise Earth, I had a real beef with like a couple years ago, like maybe 2 years ago, 3 years ago. If anybody's been paying attention to my podcast, I did a podcast about going and seeing Chelsea Grin, Traitors, Body Snatcher. I forgot who else was on that tour. But I think Body Snatcher opened. It was Body Snatcher, Traitors, Slaughter to Prevail. It should have been Enterprise Earth at that point, but it wasn't. And then it was Chelsea Grin. It was a phenomenal tour. Phenomenal. I fucking was like, yo. I was excited because I was like, yo, I've listened to a couple Traitors songs. And mind you, at that point, I think I was working out, and so I had Spotify, and I was listening to a lot of Chelsea Grin. But then right away, they'd be like, hey, check out Traitors. Check out, you know, Enterprise Earth. Check out, you know, Brand of Sacrifice is another band that I would love to see, and I think they're actually coming around, but the tour kind of, I think, is shite, and they're not even the main band. But there's a bunch of bands like that, Filth, that I'm like, oh shit, like, that I kind of got into. And Enterprise Earth was one of those bands that should have been on that tour with Chelsea Green and Slaughter to Prevail, and they didn't play, they didn't show. I don't know what happened, but I was really disappointed because it's one of these bands that I kind of heard a couple songs at that time, and I was kind of like, if a band has good songs and I'm like interested, then it becomes a matter of when they come around and who they're playing with. Because I hate going to shows and it's like, oh, there's this one band that I kind of like, and the rest I could care less about, you know. And that happens to a lot of bands. Like, for instance, there's this, I love Body Snatcher, and it's We Came As Romans, Emir, Body Snatcher, and Architects Divide, or something like that, or Architects Collide. And it's like, I'm tempted to go to the show, but I'm kind of don't want to. I mean, I love me some Emir, but like, there's a lot of stuff happening in the next couple of weeks, and like next month or two, somewhere in October. I was like, dang, I can't cram all of it in. I can't shovel all of the entertainment in on that once. Like, and this Paleface Swiss and Enterprise Earth was one of those ones I was like, I might just miss it. But fortunately, I was just talking to my brother about it the other day. Like, oh, like, yeah, Paleface is out here, and they're in LA. And I was like, oh yeah, they play in a couple days. And I think I was talking to him on Sunday. And I was like, yeah, maybe I'm considering it. Just it really depends on work. Really depends on what happens. Like, and it just so happened I got home earlier. It just so happened that I was like, it just kind of was on my mind. And I was like, let me go. So I get here. Now, 1720 in LA. If you've never been there, I gotta put a fucking big ass, I gotta stop and pause and say, there's a parental advisory. The first time, maybe, that I would say, I would love to never come back to this venue. Inside the venue, just like any other venue, it's pretty cool. There's a lot of graffiti on the wall, especially the bathroom area. It's pretty clean, actually. Wide enough, big enough, it's chill enough, but as soon as you step outside the venue, or you park your cars, it's bad, it's awful, it's skid row. Now, I know if you were to be a Republican, or some sort of a fucking political dude, you would just drive down those roads and be like, look at how California has failed. And in that particular area where 1720 is off of Alameda and the 10, yeah, it's ghetto as fuck. It's bad. And once, I don't want to get into a fucking homeless debate, because I see homeless people walking around. I think you should just fucking dropkick them off your property. If it is your property, just dropkick them. Just put somebody there to watch them as soon as they leave. Burn their shit down. You know, that's what I feel. If it's on your property, if they're out in the park, as long as they're not bothering anybody and not fucking doing drugs in front of kids and stuff, then they're okay to just lay there in their sleeping bag. I mean, I don't care. Like, you know, everybody's gotta eat, everybody's gotta live. So I don't know what to do with the homeless people per se, and I don't even want it. It's not what this is about. But there is, it's surrounded through and through. I was like, fuck. I was about ready to go pay for parking because I was like, I'm not going to leave my car here. As a matter of fact, that's probably the best way to go about it. I would park at a parking structure a half a mile or mile away and then Uber in. Because I kind of feel like, even though it doesn't look like there's a lot of crime there, and actually, my car's okay. I got my radio, everything's still intact. It's a little lawless, and I just wouldn't feel safe. It's almost better having somebody drop you off and then picking you back up as well, which is the same thing as an Uber. I wouldn't even walk down the road out of that venue. You just don't know what's there. Now, the homeless encampments, there's no gangs. It's not like you see in the movies where it's like, hey, little girl, you want some candy? Come over here. Nothing like that. But, I mean, it's just like, if God forbid if your car gets stolen or it does not start, you don't have no money, or you get a flat tire right there, that's not the place you kind of want to be stuck in, if you feel me. But the way that out of the way, the inside the venue is really nice. It's just ghetto. And I watched, well, I don't even know who opened. They were pretty good. The Righteous? No. I don't even know. I thought it was the Righteous. Somebody, I don't know what their name was, but they were okay. Typical deathcore. Nothing too fancy. I was watching them. I watched Crown. I don't know, Crown Magnus or some shit. I was like, eh, it's a little bit too redundant. The music, I mean, maybe they'll get better. I don't know. Just Crown Magnetar, I think it was called. Magatar. I don't know what it was. I don't know. Crown something. And it's nothing bad about them. I just kind of feel like to me, it was a little bit repetitive, their music. But that's how a lot of those bands start out. Maybe they got a feature in them. They didn't play bad. They just did, like, to me, none of the songs were like anything really special. Speciality, you couldn't differentiate between the songs. So, whatever. And if that's your favorite band, I mean, you come across this and you say, fuck you bitch. That's Crown Margitar and they're fucking rock. Well, I'm sorry, dude, but seeing them live didn't move the needle for me. I would probably not look them up on Apple Music. Just wouldn't. And then after them was Victims, who was another band that I kind of was like, okay, they're all right. Yeah, they're okay. I don't know if they're really worth. See, okay, Victims, if the show is, for me, if the show is like the Acacia Strain with, or like Lorna Shore and Body Snatcher, and it's like randomly see Victims, like that's a cool lineup because Victims is an okay band to start the night. Like they're there. They're not super great either. But they're not bad. I thought that was pretty cool. And then moving on between them, I moved up. Well, I was kind of hanging around the back, but I moved up. And actually, as soon as they ended, God, I don't know who the fuck played in between them and Enterprise Earth. It was something Texas. I couldn't even tell you right off the top. They played like two songs, which was cool. So I haven't seen that done in a minute, where like a band comes on for one song or two songs, using the whole other band's equipment, and they just jam out real quick. I haven't seen that since like Himsa did that randomly like a long, long time ago with Bleeding Through. I don't know why I'm thinking of Brooklyn TX, but it's not Brooklyn. It was something like that. I didn't catch the name. They were okay. Tried to remind me of like Slay Squad a little bit. But they only got a small sample. I only got a two-song sampler. So, I mean, if I can figure out who they are and then you know, maybe you check them out. Maybe, they're worth the checking in now. I don't know if they have an album. I don't know if they have an EP or what they got. They're worth the a genuine, like, okay, maybe I'll check them out. And then it came to the band. I wanted to see this band, and I wanted to see Enterprise Earth, and I wanted to see Paleface Swiss, because I actually liked a couple of songs from Enterprise Earth. Don't know the name of them anymore, because I never again seen them on tour with anybody. And this was the time to finally catch Enterprise Earth. Once again, a couple years after the fact, that I don't know what happened on that Chelsea Grin tour. Because they were supposed to play the Glass House with... It was supposed to be Chelsea Grin and either Slaughter to Prevail and Enterprise Earth, and then Traitors and Body Snatcher. But Enterprise Earth was not there that evening. And I was like, oh, fuck. I was like, man, I kind of wanted to see if they played like the two songs that I knew. And Enterprise Earth is really good, actually, live. The band has got a lot of talent on their hands. I don't know if they know what they're doing with that talent, though. That's the main question. It's like, why isn't that band as bigger than as it is? I liked them for a cool minute, and I thought they were a good band. Don't know what's holding them back from being as big as, like, Whitechapel, or big as, like, you know, like Chelsea Grin, or, you know, like a Suicide Silence. I haven't figured that one out myself. So I don't know if they just... And it's possible because things like that happen, or they were on a tour, maybe they didn't get along with some guys, and they just hopped off that shit. And maybe then they just lost some connections. I mean, I don't know. But they definitely have some bodacious fucking beatdowns, and they have some insane guitar solos, and they have a lot of fun shit happening in that band. And I was pleasantly surprised at how they played. The band I'm gonna, now that I've seen, maybe I'll go now and take a listen at what they've got and make a decision on how good, and if they come back around, who they're with, if I would go see them again. They're definitely worth seeing again. But if they're on a shitty tour, they're on a shitty tour. But if they get on a solid tour, you know, if they get on, like, a decent tour, like with Unearth, or, you know, Knock Loose or something, or, you know, like, maybe Suicide Silence and or the Acacia, if they couple themselves with those bands, you know, like something in my realm, I would be like, oh, okay, this is a great, great show. Because now that I've seen it, and I've already know a little bit about them, I could say for a fact that they'll rip some shit up. So I give two thumbs up to Enterprise Earth. That, again, I don't know what happened with that show in Pomona. I don't know if that was the only show they missed. I don't know if there was other shows that they dipped out. I don't know if, what happened. I'm not here to speculate. It actually was a long time ago now. And I haven't seen Slaughter to Prevail since that time frame. And I just got wind that they're in Riverside. It's something I would, but I mean, I'm not gonna go see Slaughter to Prevail. They're playing with some shitty bands. It's just not gonna happen. Slaughter to Prevail, and I think they're headlining, so I don't know. As a matter of fact, I don't know who they're playing with, so I can tell you right now, that's probably not a good tour. Probably won't go, but I know they're low key. They're gonna be at the Big News, the Sick New World, and I've already logged on. And preemptively have struck, you know, a ticket for Sick New World Part 2. But keeping it back in reality here, Enterprise Earth was good. They ended. And then it was the main course. Pale Face Swiss. Jeez. I have gotten wind of them a while ago. Before I seen them with Body Snatcher. As a matter of fact, I don't know if I did an episode where I talked about going and seeing Body Snatcher, Pale Face Swiss, Angel Maker, and somebody else. In Arizona at the Nile. But at that point in time, I think I just heard about them. And my brother was like, yo, this is their first tour. They're coming to the States. Their first ever tour. And, you know, not. I know Body Snatcher a little bit. And I was kind of, I was waiting here. Now, if I go see Body Snatcher, I'm going to fucking kill somebody. Like, because I have listened to Body Snatcher enough. And I've seen them now twice. Three times now, and then I'm like, yo, I love me some Body Snatcher. But they brought out Paleface, and they brought out Angel Maker, and, you know, I had just moshed, like, the day before, but the tour was good. And ever since then, I've been meaning to listen to their music. And it just so happened to be that the last, like, week or two, I've been working out. Like, I haven't worked out this week, but I did some moshing, so that kind of counts as cardio. And I did swing, you know, and crowdco, and do whatever the fuck it is I do. Headbang. And so I kind of feel like I did got a little mini workout. It's definitely more than walking around the block is what I did at the show. Definitely more than that. But with that said, I've been listening to Paleface, but I've been listening to Fear and Dagger and their other album. And just been, like, going between them and Harm's Way, Common Suffering. I've been hopping between both of those, between those two bands. Just, you know, and I happened to tell my brother, like, a week ago, I was like, hey, man, working out to Paleface Swiss is the fucking most diabolical shit, because the motherfucker's on the track saying, like, fuck you. Fuck you, what's up, bitch? Get the fuck, motherfucker. Like, and then I'm like, yo, damn. Trying to catch my breath here. Like, it's great motivation and workout music. They should be on everybody's workout playlist. But I have been listening to Fear and Dagger. Actually, more so than their first album, because I don't know, Fear and Dagger is, to me, is a little bit better of an album. Actually, it's not even a little bit, it's a lot better than their first album. But no shade to their first album. Their first album is good too, but Fear and Dagger is obviously there's a huge difference in the quality of the album, and it's not all just like 2 minute songs. They actually have like some 4 minute, 5 minute songs. I actually like the last song. I think it's actually Fear and Dagger, if I'm not mistaken. Actually, it probably, I don't even think it is, but it's good. And there's some eye-catching title tracks on there. Make a Deal with the Devil, you know, there's 666, but that 666 song, it's not really a song, it's just a little soundbite. Pain, I actually love the song Pain. You know, they got a lot of good songs on there, actually, and I've been listening to it, and I probably will continue listening to that in Common Suffering before I finally do an in-depth review of those albums and those bands. In Harm's Way, before I get that album, Common Suffering is absolutely diabolical. That is just straight up. Again, it's another. Harm's Way is an impressive band. You know, I've been into them for a little bit. They don't come around often. But that band is just, it's just punishing music. They remind me of a Hatebreed, like Satisfaction is the Death of Desire era. That just never got out of that. And they just, all the kind of songs they play, And it's not a bad thing. That's a fucking great thing. I love me some old Hatebreed. Not that it's in that, but it is in that vein of hardcore metal. Not quite metalcore, but it's just punishing hardcore. It's phenomenal. It's a phenomenal album. But I've been listening to Paleface Swiss a lot, and, you know, Coming Tonight was kind of like, I was like, okay, now that haven't had a chance to listen to Paleface, now that I've been working out, and then I've got acclimated these songs, it's not my first time seeing them either. I was like, okay, so I teed off to, like, a couple of songs, you know, and then the rest, I was like, yeah, I'm gonna watch this shit, because, you know, sometimes I just want to watch a band, like, I want to be in the moment as well. But when the mosh calls, you know. Like, there's no more watching Knock Loose. Now it's just pure mosh. Like, I don't need to watch the K-String doing anything on stage anymore. I just want to fucking bully people in the pit. A pit bully, if it were. And I got all that with Paleface. I mean, Paleface played fucking good. They play their newest song that I see all over TikTok. And I don't know, TikTok's spying on me. Well, but all the apps are, but I like seeing all the people dancing to Knock Loose. And I know they're reading my messages, but, you know, so I've been seeing a lot of people dancing to that one Paleface song. And it's just like, oh, okay. Oh, okay, that's cool. But Paleface played good. They played the one song that I didn't think they would play. My Grave Lay With Me. And it was actually a really good break for the band in between their set, because they played a lot of songs. Has like a tempo change for a quick minute. You know. And in that song, he goes from, like, talking to trap to a little bit of mosh and then straight up to, like, a sing-along, all in the same song. It's a decent song. I don't want to say it's my favorite song on the album. Obviously, it's not my favorite song, but Make a Deal with the Devil is probably my favorite song. Maybe Nail in the Tooth is probably another one. They actually played Nail in the Tooth, I believe. And they played the one song towards the end of the album. I was like, get the fuck out of my head. I don't know the name of it off the top of my head. But they played that song as well. I recognize that. Again, they played Pain, which was amazing. They played a lot of good shit. I venture to say by the next time Paleface rolls around, they might be a lot bigger than what they are. So I'd expect them probably will never see them again at 1720. You're looking at like House of Blues, something in the like 1,000 to 2,000 fan capacity. Especially if they keep hitting the right notes and touring with the right bands, and growing their social media campaign. I know they're playing sick new roles, so that might actually boost them up beyond all belief as well. But with all that said, I mean, you know, I can't think of what song. I don't know what's the name of the song at the end of it, but I have heard it. It's an older song. And they play phenomenal. I mean, it was just straight a mosh fight. You know, well, actually, it wasn't too bad. It wasn't too bad mosh for them. It was room to operate. And I think a lot of people were there more to see them, more to see Paleface Swiss than to actually. But that might not be the case if they come back around. And I'll tell you why. Because I think this was probably most people looking to see them, because that Body Snatcher show, I think they only played the Chain Reaction. And I don't know if it's also the, but now that 500 eyeballs have seen them, and now they've had a little mini run, they're like one or two tours away from being a band that might just actually be king of the world. And I think that band is going places, just by the eye test, you know, just by what I feel is on the records, the albums. You could see, kind of see this progressing to being a machine, you know. It should be, they should go upwards. I don't think they're going to stay the same level or go downwards. I don't foresee that being the case. But they were good. And in conclusion, out of all this, I've been talking about 1720, moshing, the bands. I'm on my way home now. It's like 12:15. And I kind of was like, I'm really happy that I just went out there, you know, Tuesday night, and just spent the night in LA. And aside from it being in the hood, like, it wasn't that big of a deal. You know, I'm back home safe in one piece. I had a good time. You know, I'm about to load up one song to TikTok real quick and just see if it gets me views and see what happens there. Hopefully I get to record, but hopefully it didn't fuck up. But with that said, yeah, let me just go on a little. Is this fucking sick new world the fucking the Ozfest that I've been wanting for a minute? And I think it is, man. I mean, obviously, it's not a Knotfest or it's not an Ozfest. It's a fucking sick new world. Kicking off April of next year, 27th or 24th, I forgot what date. If you're in the metal, you've seen it because they have a lot of bands. So you, the sheer number of good bands that are there this year that I personally love and like is high. We got System of a Down. I'm a big System fan. They're one of the few big metal bands that they've stuck with what worked for them this whole entire time. They didn't fuck up by making some bullshit albums late in their career. And their System of a Down is sneakily very fucking heavy. And they have elements of death metal in their shit. And hardcore and fucking metalcore and fucking just heavy metal. Even though they're, to me, they kind of like play around with their music a little bit. And then you have Slipknot, who I've been dogging Slipknot, and I've been going on rant. I fucking can't stand Slipknot. It's new shit. But if they give you old shit, it might get a pass. But I'm kind of happy that Slipknot is not the main band. I think they deserve the reality check that they're not as good as they think they are. For me personally, I love that they're not. That System is like, no, this is our thing. You guys are just a part of it. The politics behind it. But I know Slipknot is looking at it like, yo, it's a great venue to be a part of. And it is to a degree. But moving on from the big bands, two major bands, you've got Motionless and White, Lamb of God, Knocked Fucking Loose, Slaughter to Prevail, Paleface, Kublai Khan, Bring Me the Horizon, Spirit Box, Static X, Fear Factory, sort of on the fences about Wage War, sort of on the fences about Baby Metal, Drain, Tsunami, Vane, you know, I don't know if anybody's been listening to Drain Hardcore. That shit is bonkers. Lorna Shore is another one that I want to see. There's a ton of bands there that are actually, unlike last year's Sick New World, I was like, yo, I want to see Cold Chamber. I would love to see POD. Lacuna Coil was kind of cool back in the day. Then you obviously had Korn and System of a Down. And there, you know, POD and Kitty. And, you know, I was like, oh, there's Cradle of Filth as well. And there's, you know, there's a ton of bands. And I was like, oh, okay, this is an event. But this second go around is way fucking better than the first go around. And I was like, oh, this is a no brainer. And now I can take the gloves off and not have a tell. I can get there early. I could see all the bands I want to see. I figure out the lineup and just fucking go bonkers ape shit. Because unlike last time, I think this one's going to have a lot more hardcore kids, a lot more metal core kids, a lot more metal fans. And it's not going to be so gothed out as it was last year. You know, but I don't give a fuck either way. People are going to beat the fuck up during Knockloose. It's going to just be like, I already talked about this with my brother a little bit, like Knockloose, I'll build my day around how where they're located, because I'm not missing Knockloose. So if it comes to be that I miss a band or two out of all those bands I mentioned, then so be it. But I want to see like Knockloose, Lorna Shore. You get, and I don't even care. I might even, because I don't know if I'm going to be moshing for System of a Down or no, I just kind of want to see them. But if it so happens to be that, and I don't know, I mean, motionless and wise, depends on when, at what point in the day they play. All of it depends on the times that everybody plays. Lamb of God is another one. Like, I've seen Lamb of God now after not seeing them in a long time. And it all depends. But I'm just getting home. So I'm going to end this here. Paleface Swiss is the shit. Yeah, just getting home from seeing Paleface and Enterprise Earth, Victims, and I don't know who the fucking other band is. And I can't even read their name on the fucking logo either. It's not spelled correctly. But with all that said, yeah, that I'll get this posted up maybe tomorrow or something. I have a little bit of time. And catch you guys on the next one. Hang tight. Laters.